delighted today to have as my guests Danielle and Izzy. Hello, Danielle.
Hi, Dave. How are you doing?
Not too bad at all. And how about you, Izzy?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for having us on.
It's great. Right, we've got the technicalities over and done with, the wonders of modern technology, eh? And we can speak together now. So, Big Pants Party, tell me about it.
Oh, should I go first, Izzy?
Yeah, go on. You go, Danny.
So, the Big Pants Party is an amazing, interactive, fun, sing-along, dance-along, clap-along show for everybody, really. We do aim at majority of women, but everybody's welcome, even kids as well. It's just a really feel-good show about three best friends. They've had enough of life and they've put a show together because they all can sing and dance a little bit. And they've come together in my living room, and then we turn the second half of the show into the actual production side of things. And in that, say, really, Dave, and it's just a really good, fun, feel-good factor that I think theatre needs.
So, if I've got that right, then you start off with you're preparing for your night out, and then you go on your night out. Is that the two halves of the part of your party, your production?
Yes, basically. So we're prepping. The first half is set in my living room, and we open up the show with myself on stage, and then Izzy joins us, and then the third girl joins us as well. And yeah. And we sing through the first half of the show in my living room. I'm in a dressing gown. Izzy turns up as an amazing, gorgeous-looking rock chick. And then we sing through and practice through our songs before we head to that theatre in the second half to perform the show.
So, Izzy, rock chick. What's this outfit look like? What were you expecting to see you like?
Oh, it's black and gold. It's a bodysuit. I come out with big hair, big vocals in the song. But it's all about girlhood, so we're all getting ready. And like all the women know what it's like. You get ready with your best friends before you go out and you do your makeup. You've got pants everywhere, your bras. Like, you just, everything's a bit all over the place. But you're just going to go out and have a full-on celebration, which is what the Big Pants is. Just having a great time with your best friends, you know, people who you love. But yeah, I am a bit of a rock chick in the first half. A bit crazy, to be honest.
Right, and you're getting ready. So we see you in your dressing gown. Where do the big pants come in? Because I've seen a photograph with you in big pants in your blurb. Go on, tell me about the big pants.
So, yes, I have a selection of very big pants on stage. And my aim, secretly, that nobody knows this, is to make Izzy laugh as much as possible. So that's like an inside joke. So I actually come on in a bright pink dressing gown, either rollers in my hair or a very messy bun, which I'm sure lots of women can actually relate to. Getting ready for a night, like the night out, with pink fluffy slippers. But underneath I have a bodysuit on, a pink elasticated, very unflattering bodysuit with giant big pants with the actual logo on the backside of it, and I show that to the audience. And then throughout, actually, Izzy's song, the pants get bigger, so I show bigger pants as I go along. And then the final set of big pants is probably the full length of my whole body.
And are big pants what you'd normally wear for a night out? Is this a secret of the trade?
You need the support, Dave, yes. it's a real thing.
Yeah, you've let me into a secret there. I would never have guessed that. I thought you'd got your pulling pants on, really.
it's all trickery. That's what it is. We just need to look as best.
Right, so as you're getting changed, then I should imagine normally if it's a girls' night out, there's some gin or some shots or whatever about, and you're getting in the mood. You obviously go on.
Oh, sorry, we've got two bottles of wine on the stage. They are empty, just to say, but you do have two bottles of wine on the stage, just to show we definitely are those girls.
But I was going to say, you're not going to drink bottles of gin or wine or whatever, are you, really, on stage? But what will you be doing on stage? What will the audience see?
Well, as from the audience perspective, they see us actually practicing all our choreography, running through the songs. I ask the girls to come and help me decide what to wear. So really, Dave, like throughout the first act, it's very relatable of the reality of you and your friends, all your best friends, your bezies getting ready for a night out, all the things that gents don't see, in all honesty, all the gentlemen, your boyfriends, your husbands, your boy mates, you won't see the girls getting ready in the capacity like that. But on stage, we've brought that to life and made it more relatable. And that's what we really wanted to do, because I think when women get ready together, especially for a night out, the amount of laughs and giggles you have and spanks or bras that you try on to try and get your outfit sorted is what we bring to the stage. So it is everything that we would say is very, very relatable to every woman in every stage of the life, young girls, older women, middle age, everything, whether you're going for the menopause, perimenopause, it's all relatable stuff that's just, we poke fun at a little bit.
Yeah, you're absolutely right that men don't see this magic happening, do they? They just see the finished article. They really don't want to know, I think, is the truth, isn't it?
Yeah, basically. I would say I think naivety is going to be better for men in that format.
Yeah, so you get to the theatre and you're the actual performers, aren't you? You're on stage doing that. Yeah. So what form does that take then? Is that a proper stage performance? Is it how does it work out?
Do you want to answer that one, Izzy?
Yeah, I can. So so obviously the first half is just getting ready, and it's kind of the audience, you know, feeling it with us, knowing that we're getting ready. And we're still performing, like we're having a full on practicing our dance routines and like singing together and harmonising. And then in the second half, we're just coming out full with like showtime. The band is always interacting with us. We've got proper dance choreography, and we're getting the audience involved, standing up, singing along. And the songs are just so iconic, you know, the ones that everybody knows, that people are always just singing along. And yeah, we just really get together, us three girls, and we just do a proper show. We're like, right, now we're going to give it all we've got.
Your three, you got three friends. What's your company like? You've got a band? Have you got other dancers and so on?
Yeah, so the band is set up of four male musicians, Dino, Ash, Andy and Nick. They're actually incredible musicians. Dino is our MD, and he comes forward, the band comes forward as well, and Ash, our lead guitarist, they have incredible solos at the side of the stage, and they play off with the recorder that happens in the show as well, which is really funny and relatable. I don't give too much away there, I want to do. But, so the setup behind us is always live. So nothing is to track. We really wanted to make sure that the audience had such a fun experience, even from the musical side of it and the musician side of it. That even the band are such strong performers and musicianship in their own right, that they really do shine in the second half of the show significantly. It brings us all together. I think within this show, I will say it's probably not your typical sit down, listen, be very, very quiet kind of show. We try and break the barrier between stage and audience and get the audience to come along the journey with us. So by the end of the night, you feel like we're all best friends.
Yeah. Nights out like these, very often, they're really whizzing around and, you know, really fun. And then of course, the booze takes effect and it gets a bit maudlin. What are your choices of music? I presume there are plenty of women's anthems that are there. You sing them.
Yeah.
Plenty of dance stuff. But is there a maudlin bit where you sit and reflect on life and so on?
Yes, I think we don't take it too deep, in all honesty, Dave, in my moments, because I think in a world where everything is quite heavy in all formats of life, in many areas of life for many people, the reason why the show was a format of escapism for a lot of people, and we tried to bring them out of maybe any negativity they're experiencing in life or any struggles that they're having, and kind of leave that at the door just one night, even if it's one night or for 2 hours, where they can come and have a laugh and a giggle, and no matter what you're going through. I mean, the feedback as well from the audience members is incredible, and we're ever so proud of it. People have said to us, like, I've just gone through a divorce and you've actually just brightened up my whole week. I've really struggled. Like, I think when we go out for meet and greet as well, it's for me personally, I love hearing the stories from other women that'll go, I've had such a big week, or I've lost somebody really dear to me lately, and we booked this for my mum, but she can't be here. We're so glad we've come, you know, and it's making it so that they're included in our lives as well, for even just for that one night, because we do genuinely care. And I think through the media of music and all these power pop female ballads and anthems and discos and pop songs, you kind of create that in a unified project that we've brought to theatre.
It sounds good, and I've really seen some of the trailers and they look really good as well. The audience is really having fun. Just one last thing, really. If a man does come along, is dragged along by a boyfriend, you know, girlfriend, whatever, are they subject of banter, or will they be really embarrassed about what's going on, you know, so embarrassed themselves, how they treat women or whatever?
For me personally, and then Izzy can give her opinion. My other half comes to see the show and he absolutely loves it. We've had quite a few men come to this show, and sometimes they're picked on a little bit, but otherwise we fully realise they are completely outnumbered. But I will say this, if there's any single guy out there, you're probably going to highly meet a girlfriend or a wife in that night, because you are surrounded by women. Oh, that's funny.
And is he?
Oh, sorry, it went quiet. No, I think we're seeing more men come as the show goes on, and I think it is really nice to see, and you definitely can tell if like the daughters brought their dad, or you know, a lady brought her boyfriend, can definitely tell. And I think, like Danny said, we do like to point you out, so we might point at you or say something on the mic, or if there's a line in a song that, you know, fits speaking about a man, we might look at you and point at you. But I think they enjoy it just as much as the women. I think they really do. I think as well, because we've got the boys in the band, like we said, and they're having to deal with us girls and, you know, all the stuff we have to do. So I think they relate. They get it. Oh, you know, your friends or your girlfriend's taking hours to get ready. And I think they just like it. They understand. And it's funny.
Do you know what, Dave, as well? Yeah. We've had some amazing feedback from the men that have come to the show. Good. And I think a lot of people don't know what to expect when they come to the show. But after it, they're like, that was just incredible. So whether, you know, whatever your preferences is, it's a really inclusive and all-round entertaining show.
That's really good to hear. And you know what, ladies, girls, whatever you want me to call you, I don't know, you know, I really don't know without upsetting you. I was wondering whether you were going to gang up on this mere male here who's talking to you, but you've been lovely. You've been lovely to talk to.
Never.
I hope you're lovely all the time to any men you ever meet or with. Yeah. that's it. So thanks very much for your time, and I hope you enjoy your time at Victoria Hall.
Thank you so much. Hopefully you'll see you at the show.
Hopefully yes. So, yes. Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.